We were discussing last week about Hakrovas Korban Pesach and Achilas Korban Pesach. The Gemara in Pesach and Pehe on the base, the last three lines, quotes Rav. Rav has a Chiddush. Gagam Aliyas Leinis Katshu, that you cannot eat the Korban Pesach on top of the roof or on the second floor. You have to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level. And that's how we pass the Malacha. There's a big Machloikas that we're shining here. Rabbi Akiva Eger refers you to Tosfos. Tosfos in Makkos with the Marsha, with the Mishnah Lamelach. You look in the sources that he refers you to, the three different versions exactly of this din. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that Gagam Aliyas Leinis Katshu only applies to Korban Pesach, doesn't apply to any Kachim Kalim you may eat on the Gagam Aliyas. Special din only in Korban Pesach. Other Rishonim say no, it applies to all Kachim Kalim, applies to Korban Pesach because applies to all Kachim Kalim, but it doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni. The Yerushalayim where you have to eat Maaser Sheni is not the same Yerushalayim where you have to eat Kachim Kalim. For Kachim Kalim it's Mochomer, Gagam Aliyas, Leinis Katshu. For Maaser Sheni it's more Kal, you can eat even Gagam Aliyas. Some Rishonim say just the reverse, that the Yerushalayim for the purpose, Rashi and Shavuos writes, for the purpose of eating Maaser Sheni, you need a more serious degree of Kedushas Yerushalayim than for the purpose of eating Kachim Kalim. Machlokes HaRishonim, which, on the assumption that it's not identical, that Yerushalayim, in the Pasuk, it puts it together, V'chalto Sham L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Maaser D'gancha B'Tzirosh V'Tzirecha, V'choros B'Korcha B'Tzaynecha, V'choros Kachim Kalim, Maaser Sheni is Kachim Kalim. So the Pasuk puts them together, V'chalto Sham L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, and Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk Pshat is that it's the same din. Some Rishonim say it's not the same. So Rashi is explaining the Amei Ha'aretz. Rashi and Shavuos is explaining the sheet of the Amei Ha'aretz. The Amei Ha'aretz, everything they did is wrong, but some Rishonim hold that this Nekuda is right. That the Yerushalayim that's needed for Maaser Sheni is a higher degree of Yerushalayim than what's needed for Kachim Kalim. And the Ritvo and Makkos on that daf, where the Rabbi Kedegi refers to Makkos daf Yibbeis, holds the reverse, that the Kachim Yerushalayim needed to eat Maaser Kachim Kalim is higher level Yerushalayim than to eat Maaser Sheni. And Tosfos says that the Gagam Aliyas Leinis Katshu even applies to Maaser Sheni. That's how Tosfos has a kasha. Gemara Makkos there talks about a person climbing up on a tree and eating Maaser Sheni on top of the tree. So Tosfos says, but it's Gagam Aliyas Leinis Katshu. He's on the ground level. So Tosfos gives two answers to that kasha.
Why would Gagam Aliyas have a different level of Kedusha?
It all depends when they're on Mekadesh Yerushalayim, what they have in mind. Do they have in mind to be Mekadesh the whole Avir or not? Because the Gemara continues to say, Gagam Aliyas of the Hechel Wenis Kachu. Gagam Aliyas of the Azorah Wenis Kachu. Gagam Aliyas of Yerushalayim Wenis Kachu. Also, there's a discussion in the Gemara on the same daf whether Obi Hachoma was Mekadesh. So it all depends what they had in mind, whether the thickness of the wall. Sometimes it'll be an Amma thick. But did they have in mind to be Mekadosh the Obi Achoma of the Azara, of the Hechel, of Yerushalayim, or did they only have in mind to be Mekadosh what's inside the walls, not the Obi Achoma?
Whoever was Mekadosh
in the first place. That's a discussion issue. Who is Mekadosh? How are you Mekadosh? So the Min Haschina says, it all depends what they have in mind at the time they were Mekadosh. It's not a Lomda Shetafik, it's just a history, just an issue of history. The Gemara is bothered with the kasha. How can you say Gagam Aliyas Leinis Katshu with respect to eating Korban Pesach? The Ha'amar Rav himself says in the name of Rav Chiya that in the days of the Beis Hamikdash they lived way after the Churban Habayis. Rav Chiya with Talmidim of Rav Yudah Nasi. That was 150 years after the Churban Habayis. But they had a tradition that Bizman Habayis used to say Kazaisa Pischa. They only ate a Kazais of the Korban Pesach. V'halela poka igra. The people were singing and dancing, whatever, when they ate the Korban Pesach, they'll be banging with their feet, and sometimes you go to a wedding, and the people are dancing so much at the wedding, you feel as if the floor is going to fall in. So here the Gemara says, the Igra is the roof. The people would be dancing on the roof, or banging with their feet on the roof, and the people downstairs had the sensation as if the roof is going to collapse. They see that they were eating the Korban Pesach on the roof. My love! Dachli b'igro, v'amri b'igro. They ate the Korban Pesach upstairs on the igra, on the roof, on the gag, and they said the halal on the roof, because they said pischa v'halela, they said the halal on the roof, Paka Igra, so you see you can eat Korban Pesach on the roof. Doesn't it contradict the other member of Rav? Rav said both. Rav said, Gagam Aliyah is Lenin's Kacha. And Rav said, the historical tradition of Bizman Abayis used to say, Kazay Sabischa Valayla Paka Igra. So the Gemara says, no, lo. Not a contradiction. The Achli Ba'ara. Everybody has to eat on the ground level. And after they finished eating, then the Amri Bigger, they only said the halal on top of the roof. What does that mean? So the Rambam writes like this. Sometimes you have a couple just got married, and the boy's parents live on this block, and the girl's parents live on that block, and they want to have this children over for Pesach night. So they split. So they eat the first half of the Seder, they eat by these parents. Second half, they eat by the other parents. So you have to do it in accordance with the halacha, the din. Or let's say someone wants to visit a relative in the hospital, so they want to start the Seder at home, they want to finish the Seder in the hospital, or the reverse. So there is a din all year long that you need Kiddush b'makom suda. So on Pesach night, you start with Kiddush. That's the first step, you start with Kiddush. So Kiddush has to be b'makom suda, you have to say hamoitzi. You have to, so you can't have the first half of the Seder till the Tilis Yadayim. You're going to have it one place, then you're going to eat the meal somewhere else. So then you're not yet to Kiddush. The Kiddush wasn't a Makom Suda. So you have to start eating in that location. If you eat in that location, the question is, do you have to finish eating in that location? Is there a din? The din is Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. We saw the Gemara in the bottom of Pevav HaMin Aleph. There's Machleg Zabuda Reb Shimon. We learned last week. And we pass like Reb Yudah against Reb Shimon. Ein Ha'ech Aloichal B'Shnei Mekoymas. Once you started eating Korban Pesach, once you ate a Kazayis Korban Pesach, you can't continue eating Korban Pesach in another place. So that's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikayma, and Afikayma means if you ate the Korban Pesach in one place, you cannot continue to eat in another place because Ein Ha'ech Lo'echol B'Shnei Mekomos. That's the one pshat that the Gemara gives there on the Mishnah. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Machlek Zerushan, whether this din applies bizman. Is that we don't have any Korban Pesach? So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that it applies. We follow the Rosh. The Rosh says that when we eat the Afikayman at the end of the meal, Afikayman is Echad Pesach. Once you start eating Afikayman, we treat the Afikayman as if it were a Korban Pesach, and you can't eat the Korban Pesach to Shnei Mekomos. So strictly speaking, to be able to make Kiddush in one place, say the whole Haggadah till you say Hamoitzi. Have in mind when you say Hamoitzi, you're going to finish the meal somewhere else, like the Hasidim. They eat, they make Kiddush, they eat at home. Have in mind they're going to go to the Rebbe's Tish at the end of the meal, going to have a little challah there. You can't bench Bichas Hamazin, and you can't eat in one place and bench in a different place. You have to have Bichas Hamazin, the mokum that you ate the bread. So let's say they're going to eat, the Hasidim eat the whole meal at home, then have in mind to eat a little bread in the other location. You eat less than a kazayis. You can bench over there. If they're going to need you for the Zimun, you have to have a kazayis in a new place. It's just a question of benching Bechas HaMazim, Bimkomo, the Makam Achilo, so then it can even have less than a kazayis over there. So the Pashto says that it shouldn't be a problem. The only din, Ein Ho'ech Lo'echol B'Shnei Mekayim, is only in Korban Pesach. And once you started eating the Afikayman, I treat the Afikayman as if that were the Korban Pesach. However, you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says, in the middle of the meal, you can't. He talks about Bizman Hazeh. He doesn't have this condition, only if once you started eating. In Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is, this din only applies once you started eating the Afikayman. We treat the Afikayman as if it were the Korban Pesach, and you can't eat the Korban Pesach b'shnei mekayimus. But let's say, before you started eating the Afikayman, you'll say Hamoitzi, the same place that you said Kiddush, you do the whole Agoda till after Hamoitzi, you'll eat, and you have a mind to continue eating in the other place. So the Pashto says it should be okay. But the Rambam writes, not so. He writes that on Pesach night, you can't leave in the middle. We treat it from the beginning. We treat everything just like the Korban Pesach, Hesach Hadas, Pasal, you can't eat Bishnei Mekomos, and Yoshnu Kulam, you can't continue to eat. So we consider it as if in the beginning of the meal, it's already Ein Ho'echa Lo'echa Bishnei Mekomos. So let's say you'll start the Kiddush and you'll eat the whole meal, and you'll bench Birchas HaMazon. Shine. You ready? Bench Birchas HaMazon. That's the third course of the Arba Koses. So then for the fourth course, can I go somewhere else? So the Rambam quotes the Gemara that's okay. That was the Gemara says. Kazei Sepischa v'halela pake igra, the top line on Pevav HaMenal. It means the Eta Kazei Sepischa a'ara. Da'achli ba'ara. They eat the Korban Pesach on the ground. The Amri be Igra, and then they finish benching. at the end of the meal, and then they say the fourth kos, the end of the halal at the end of the meal, that they say on the rooftop. That's what the Rambam quotes this Gemara. There's no need to have all the arba kosos in one place. You can have the first three kosos in one place. You have to bench b'mkoma where you ate the bread, and then you can go somewhere else. That's what the Balamor points out. Balamor says they used to eat in shifts in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is not so big. They had millions of people came to participate. They came from all over the world. They came from Europe, Asia, Africa, Eretz Yisrael. They came from all over the world to participate in Korban Pesach. So there simply wasn't enough room for everybody to eat on the ground level. So they had to eat in shifts. So the first shift had to leave to give a chance to this. They have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzai, so they have to hurry, have to hustle to eat quickly. So the first shift, but as soon as they benched, they went to the rooftops, they went somewhere else. They gave an opportunity for the second shift of people to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level. The second shift of people have to say Kiddush Malkum Suda. They didn't even start yet. They can't begin the meal. While the first shift is eating on ground level, the second shift can't start Kiddush on the rooftops. They want to say Hamoitzi on the ground level because they want to have the Korban Pesach on the ground level. So they can't begin their Seder until the first shift. So the Rambam writes, the fourth course you can have somewhere else. Balamor has this original interpretation. The Mishnah says, Eim after nacha Pesach hafikoyman, at the end of the Masechta. So the Gemara says, Kedei sheyehei tam Pesach befiv. What's the significance of Kedei sheyehei tam Pesach befiv? So the Balamor explains that historically, that's the way the first shift always had to disappear after the benching. They had to disappear, go somewhere else on the rooftops, and have the kos revi over there. So we're afraid they may start looking for a rooftop, and then they may not find one, and they may go to sleep. They won't have the fourth kos. So we say Kedei sheyehei tam Pesach befiv. That'll remind them that don't forget you have to say the halal. But he says after you finish saying halal already, then you can have ice cream. Then you can eat whatever you want. There's nothing wrong. You don't have to go to sleep with the tam Pesach. We want Kedei sheyehei tam Pesach befiv to remind you that you didn't say halal yet. Once you finish the halal, then there's no longer any need to have tam Pesach. That's the Balamor's, always has something original. Balamor's interpretation. The Raivit is masig on this Rambam. When the Rambam says, the Rambam seems to be saying, Kosh about the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Achli Ba'ara, the Amri Bigra. They ate the Korban Pesach on the ground level, and then they would bench at the end of the meal, and then they'd go up to the rooftop to say the end of the halal, and to have the fourth kos on top of the roof. So the Raivit is masig on the Rambam. He says the Mishnah says that Korban Pesach is ton halal both b'shas chita and Pesach Rishon is ton halal both b'shas chita and b'shas achila. Pesach Sheni is only ton halal b'shas chita. It's not ton halal b'shas achila. But that's a Mishnah. But where's that Mishnah? The Tzaddik somewhere. But Pesach Rishon is ton halal. Laben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So it says Pesach Rishon is tol halal b'shas chita and b'shas achila. Pesach Sheni zeinan tol halal b'achilosam. But zeh b'zeh atunim halal b'shas asiyosam. Yeah. So what does it mean Pesach Rishon is tol halal b'achilosam? When as you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're going to say halal. You're not allowed to talk when you eat. So the Tanoim explain what it means. You say a little bit of halal before the meal, a little bit of halal after the meal. And the meal is sandwiched in between the two sections of the halal. So the sudas nikvas is sudas hoidoya. So the raivitainus, if you're going to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level, then you're going to go up to the roof to say the halal of the second half of the halal. So how are you? It's a halal b'shas achilosai. Halal b'shas achilosai means halal before and halal after, part before and part after, in the same location where you ate the Korban Pesach. So he says, no, you have to have the fourth kos also has to be in the same place. So what does the Gemara say? The Amri be'igra. The Gemara says, "Kazesa pischa, v'halela poka igra." The reciting of the halal on the rooftops gave the sensation as if the roof is cracking, as if the roof is going to break. But if they said the halal on the ground level, so what they say on the rooftops? So I think the Magen Mishnah, the Kes Mishnah, says no. They finished the halal on the ground level also. And then they said piyutim afterwards, whatever. They said like we say. We say Ibechzi Alaila, Echad Meyodea, whatever, Chad Gadya. So they said that on the rooftops. But it says Halela Paka Igra. They praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't the halal they had to have It's Tone, the Korban Pesach is Tone Hal, Bachilosa has to be the same place. That's how the Rabbi writes. Has to be the same place. Interesting, according to the Rambam, according to the Balamor, this is the way they always did. They always had the first three kaisers on the ground level, then the second shift would be pushing them, leave, disappear. We want to have a chance to start already. So they always had the halal in it, they always had the fourth kos in a different place from where they had the first three.
Did they have to make another bracha on the fourth kos, which is the
Mishamachim? Yeah, we always say a fourth kos, we always say a bracha. I mean, even those who don't say, even the Svarim don't say a bracha on the second and the fourth kos, but if you make a Shini Makom, you have to say a bracha, that's right. Yeah. It depends if it's a private home, and then the rooftop is a hemshach of my home, and you had a mind in the beginning. So mecheder lecheder ba'osabayis is not a shini makom. Let's say you live in an apartment building, you have a whole bunch of different tenants living there, so the roof is not really my roof. It's everybody's roof. It probably would be a shini makom.
Isn't it the fair that the roof is a shini makom?
Probably. It would probably depend what the nature of the building was. If it's an apartment building with a few families living there, then the roof is a shini makom. And if it's a private home, mistama, then it's not a shini makom. It depends. But sometimes it'll be mecheder lecheder ba'osa bayis.
Difference between going from inside to my front yard?
I don't know. In Hilchas Sukkah, it says when you have the sukkah outside and you go to wash inside, so that's not called shini makom. That's like mecheder lecheder ba'osa bayis. The sukkah in the backyard is considered like cheder lecheder ba'osa bayis. It depends what it's like.
Backyard is closed.
Right, okay. Right. Got to look up the rules and regulations of shini makom. Yeah. We mentioned the din is that if the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, then it's going to be a Pesach HaBo B'Tumah. So the Mishnah points out that a Pesach HaBo B'Tumah is different from all the other Karbanos that are Kar B'Tumah. Any other Karban that's Kar B'Tumah, you don't eat it. Except for Pesach Shem Chilas Labo Ela L'Achila. The whole purpose of the Karban Pesach has to be Nechel L'Menuyev. So you can only participate in the Karban Pesach if you're able to eat a Kazayis. So if it's a Korban Pesach HaBo B'Tumah, by definition, you have to be able to eat it. So when the Pasuk says it's Deicha Tumah, it says Deicha, not only the Hakrov is Deicha Tumah, Achila is also Deicha Tumah. And all other Korbanos that are Korban B'Tumah, the Mishnah says, Anat Necholim B'Tumah. The Mishnah has another difference between Korban Pesach and all the other Korbanos. What if a person, a relative, died and was buried on Erev Pesach? So usually the person is going to participate in the kvuras. There's going to be tamei. So let's say it's a Pesach HaBo B'Tumah. Everybody's bringing B'Tumah anyway. Or let's say it's a Pesach HaBo B'Tara and he doesn't participate. He's a Kohen and he doesn't participate. It's a mitzvah, lo yitama. For some reason or another, he doesn't participate. So he's tohar. But he has a din of an oinen. So an oinen is not permitted to eat any korbanos. It says by Maisa Sheni lo achal to be oinen imenu, and Aaron Hakohen made a kalvachaymer. Ayita b'eni Hashem. If I'm not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni in the state of aninus, kalvachaymer I'm not allowed to eat korbanos in the state of aninus. The oinen is not allowed to eat. Even after the kvura, up until the shki is also considered an oinen. Up until the kvura, he has the din of an oinen. That oinen is also the boss of the yain. And the Einan is also the Kai Mitzvah. That's only a Dinder Rabbanon. But the Dinder Reis of Einan is even after the Kvura. That an Einan is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. An Einan is not allowed to eat Karbanos. That's even after the Kvura. Then the Mishnah has a Din, even Aninus Laila. Even after the Kvura, the night following the Kvura, he also has a Din of Einan. And that's a discussion in the Gemara in Brochus, whether Aninus Lailas Deraisa Derabbanan. So the Mishnah here in Psachim on Tzadik Aleph on the base, on the bottom says, Einan Toivol V'yachol Es Pitzchol, Ere Avaloi B'kotchim. Other Karbanas, Aninus Lailas is only Derabbanan, he's not allowed to eat Karbanas. Let somebody else eat the Karban. But by Karban Pesach, it's a mitzvah min Ator to eat the Karban Pesach. So lo hechmiru divreim. They lo hechmiru divreim. They permit the Aninus Laila following Aninus Yom after the Kvura. Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanon, so they then never introduced it here when you get to eating Korban Pesach. It's an exception to the rule. The Mishnah there has Tariq Beis Amar Aleph. The end of that Mishnah has a machlokes Bisham and Beisilo. What's the din of a Gershon is Gai Be'era Pesach? Of all days, the Goy converts on Erev Pesach. Everybody's so busy, who has time? The Ger converts on Erev Pesach. So now he's Jewish. Is he allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach that day? Why not? So Bishamai say, yeah. Bishamai say, table, let him go to Mikvah on Erev Pesach. Let him become a Mamun on the Korban Pesach and Halit. Mesila make Exer de Rabbana. Just like the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik. Just like when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't permit you to blow shofar. And Sukkot falls on Shabbos, you don't permit you to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Dal and Minim on the first day of deraisa. Yesh kach v'achacham v'lakadom and atar v'shevi al tase. And the Chachamim said, you shouldn't put on tzitzis and a beged shel pishtam because they're afraid you may fall in with shatnez. Yesh kach v'achacham v'lakadom and atar v'shevi al tase. So to over here, they still made a gzer de rabbanon. We don't permit the Gershon is gar be'erev Pesach to participate in Pesach Rishon. Tell him to bring Pesach Sheni, but don't allow him in the Rabbanon. Don't permit him to participate in Pesach Rishon because of Gzeira the Rabbanon. Let's say he went to a funeral the day before, so the din is a Nochri is not Mekabel Tumah. While he's alive, Nochri is not Mekabel Tumah. If he dies, he's a Tomei Tumah's Ves. But Kolzman is alive, he's not Mekabel Tumah. So the Nochri just converted Erev Pesach. He just attended at a funeral 2 days ago. So the guy, the Gershon is Geyer, if we'll permit him to eat the Korban Pesach, he's a balabos, he may not fully understand what's going on. So next year he'll also attend the funeral a day or two before Pesach, and then he'll participate in the Korban Pesach, and he won't realize it's ain't a daima. Last year I was a guy, I wasn't a Kabbal Tumah. This year I'm Jewish, I am a Kabbal Tumah. You have to have Hazosh Lishin Shvi, he can't participate in the Korban Pesach. So the Sila made Exera de Rabbanon, HaPurish Min HaOrlo, KiPurish Min HaKever. One who becomes a Gershon is Geyer, he has to have Milo or Tvilo, is considered as if he's Tumah. He can't be Tumah. He was a Goy when he went to the funeral yesterday. But it's Zer Rabbanan because he may not understand it. And next year he'll think also he can participate in Korban Pesach even if he's a Tumah Meis. So this is the example of Yeshkech V'yar Chacham. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Tzadik, quotes this as an example of Yeshkech V'yar Chachamim Lakadov Menator B'Shei V'yal Tase. So the Yosameach has a kasha. There is a Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek in Krisis, where the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, that a Ger, Shinis Geyer, has to have Milo and Tfilo, and he has to bring a Korban. And Kolzman, he doesn't bring the Korban, we treat him like a Mechusi Kippurim, he's not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim. So how can the Mishnah talk about a Ger, Shinis Geyer, he's Mova Toval, and it doesn't say he brought a Korban Geirus. Doesn't mention that he brought a Korban Geirus. What happened to that din and to Tosefta that a Gershon is guy has to bring a Korban Geirus? So the Arsameach had a Chiddush. He writes in his Meshech Chochma, Ubichidushai Harachti. In his Chiddushim, he elaborated on this. And that's how the fellow in Yerushalayim identified the manuscript in the Hebrew University. He was learning in the Miri Yeshiva. Now he's a businessman in Flatbush. When he was learning 50 years ago, he was learning Miri Shiva in Yerushalayim, so I'm Chalamani, I have nothing to do. So he looked at the manuscripts that they had in Hebrew University that they had from Europe, that they took from the Nazis. So they had a manuscript from Minsk from the early 1900s. He identified it as being the manuscript of the Osamech based on this Shtigl Torah. And then they realized that it was, absolutely was, by the Osamech. And he printed it as the Osamech al Hashas. That he has this chiddush that the Korban Pesach constitutes a Korban Geirus. A Gershon Nisgar has to bring a Korban Oilo, that's any other day of the year, the other 353 days of the year. But if it's Erev Pesach, that his Ger is Nisgar, he's Yotze, the Korban HaGer, with the Korban Pesach. Why? Because the Pesach says, Mishchu Kchulachem. And Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Mishchu Yidechem Yavod Zara. The role of the Korban Pesach is the Korban Geirus of all of Klal Yisrael. And every generation, every year, when we bring again the Korban Pesach, it's again, we're renewing the Geiris. We all had a Geiris. Everybody had a Geiris. And Maimon HaSinai was the Geiris of Klal Yisrael. And that's what you learn out from Maimon HaSinai. So too, Ladaris, you need Mila Tfila with Korban. So the Korban Pesach was the Korban HaGer. That's there are some Meach Chiddush. He suggests that if in the Mishnah you get the impression that the Gershon is Gar Be'er Pesach, according to Beis Shammai, that he's permitted to eat, they still also agree that Torah is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Made Gzera the Rabbanan, Yeshkoach Laka B'Shevi Al Tase. But Iker Adin is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, even though he didn't bring any other carbon oil, because the carbon ha Pesach itself serves as the carbon ha geris for all of Klal Yisrael. It's a big chiddush.
Yeah. It's a little bit similar to the also the kinnuch which has an exception by the carbon Pesach, and it itself can be chanin from
Zveh. Yeah. It's very different from all other carbonas.
Is it possible that the carbonas of geris are not ma'akiv, like the bizon is not ma'akiv, so then they may not be ma'akiv either?
The Pashta says it was never ma'akev in the Geirus, but it is ma'akev that is in Mechusa Kippurim. He's not allowed to eat the Kochim Kalam until he brings the Korban Ager.
Isn't
Gerus
not a problem that
he
might be Chayav Karev if you say
Sheva Tase? We don't allow him to bring the Korban Pesach, so he's onus. Anos al pi adibur. The Rabbanim don't let him bring the Korban Pesach.
He's manu, he doesn't eat.
No, if he's not allowed to eat, then he can't become a mamunah. So once we prohibit it, Basila prohibits him from eating, so he can't become a mamunah on the Korban Pesach. He'll have to bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a big machlekes atanoim, where the Pesach Sheni is considered tashlumen l'rishon. Pesach Sheni is a regal bifnei atzma, l'may nafkemina, so the Gemara has two nafkeminas. What's the din of a ger shen is gar bein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? I'm talking about a case where the ger when this guy on Erev Pesach, and he could have brought the Korban Pesach on Erev Yontif. So that's a machlek, it's b'shamim and b'sil. B'sil said we don't permit him, but he certainly is mukhif to bring Pesach Sheni, because he was already in this guy here before on Erev Pesach, before Leil Pesach. What if he would be in this guy here during Sfira? After Hakrovas Pesach Rishon, would it be mechiv to bring Pesach Sheni? So there was a minority opinion that Pesach Sheni is a tashlum in Rishon. We don't pass like that. We pass the Pesach Sheni as a regal b'chniatzim, even though he wasn't even Jewish on Pesach Rishon, and he wasn't mechiv at all, or he was a katan Pesach Rishon. So katan zalab bar chiyuvim. So still he's obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. Machlokes Rebbe Rav Nosson. We pass on that Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzmi, even a gershon is gayer, and a kotten shehigdel ben Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni is obligated to bring the Pesach Sheni. The Nitziv in his commentary on the Shiltis thinks the Nitziv, not in his commentary on the Shiltis, in his commentary on the Sifrei, thinks that there's a third opinion. He came up with the Chiddush. He thinks there's a third opinion in the Sifrei that a kotten shehigdel ben Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni, is chayiv to bring Pesach Sheni. A gershon is gayer ben Pesach Sheni is not mechuyev to bring. Why? So he thinks that it's a din of tashlumen. The Tana in the Sifrei thinks it's a din tashlumen the Rishon. So a gershon is gayer was mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, so there's no tashlumen. But a kotten is different. A kotten is Jewish. He has a kedushas Yisrael. The la bar chayuv doesn't mean necessarily mamish absolutely not mechuyev. We won't hold them responsible, but it's b'chiyav lachazman, the chiyav kemichal on Pesach Rishon, that he should bring it on Pesach Sheni. Can't say Pesach Rishon b'chiyav to bring today, a kid is not bar mitzvah, but he becomes b'chiyav b'katnusa to bring the Pesach Sheni l'kishayagdal, if he'll become bar mitzvah after. That's how he suggests it should be. He thinks that there's perhaps a third Tana in the Sifrei who splits, but we don't pass like that. We pass the Pesach Sheni regel b'fnei atzma, even a kotten shehigdil, both kotten shehigdil and a gershon is god. They both mechiyev to bring Pesach Sheni.
But how could it be? I mean, because right, someone If someone had from Pesach,
whoever participated in Pesach Rishon does not have to bring Pesach Sheni. Yeah. For those who didn't participate, yeah. A condition. Only it's only regular events for those that didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. The Rambam writes a chiddush that a cotton shehigdal in Pesach is Pesach Sheni, who have to bring Pesach Sheni, only provide that it didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. If he participated in Pesach Rishon, he would say already a cotton. But as an enemy to a Yotzei, he did participate. It was Yotzei ready the Pesach Rishon, so then he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. If he's a cotton shehigdal bein Rishon l'Sheni, and he didn't participate in Pesach Rishon, so then he's mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheni.
Isn't that
Nitziv,
how does that work with
what
Rabbi said about being
gifted into
mitzvos by the Maharam and bringing the
Rosh? Yes, he got it from that Maharam Rutmerg, right. Maharam Rutmerg says that a cotton shehigdol toch shloshim yom is mechuyev to observe avelus later.
We don't pass it.
Okay, but he got the idea from that. So he thinks that the Nitziv thinks that there was such a Tana who was of that opinion, but he gave two Pesach Sheni. The split between a Gersh and his Geyer, who would not be Mechuyev, and a Kotten Shehigdol, who would be Mechuyev. Yeah.
Rebbe, why didn't the
Or
Sameach think it would be a problem of Amos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos, to use one Korban for two different purposes?
He thinks that every Korban Pesach, even the person who was born Jewish 75 years ago, every Korban Pesach is a Korban Geyer.
But isn't it still
fulfilling
two separate chiyuvim? Because he also has to give a
korban. Same, it's the same korban geiris. To him, it's the first time in his life that he's bringing the korban geiris for us. We're repeating every year. We bring a korban geiris to renew the geiris. The whole idea of korban pesach we should renew the geiris every year.
This is more symbolic, though, isn't this more of a? Meaning, it has to be symbolic. The korban pesach is renewing our geiris.
Okay. But basically, he thinks that every carbon Pesach is a carbon Geras. It's Yom is not Chavilos Chavilos. Okay. Yeah. What about the possibility today of bringing a carbon Pesach if you have to make a Mizbech? I got two phone calls already from Eretz Yisrael. People want to bring Karbonis to the Har Habayis to do whatever they're able to do until the government will stop them. It's a little ridiculous. We know the government's going to stop them, and then all the Arabs won't let them be makor korban. Can you bring a korban Pesach haba betumi? Can you bring a korban Pesach today? So you have to have a kohen who's wearing big dekuna. Okay, you have to have a kohen who's wearing big dekuna. And the din is that a korban Pesach, if the roiv atzibur is tumi, you can bring a betumi. So the Gemara has a machlekes in the first parak in Yuma, davov, davzayin, machlekes satanayim, and a machlekes amarayim. Whether tumah is muta b'tzibur or tumah d'chuy b'tzibur. What's the difference, halach l'maisa, or the huch or d'chuy? So the Gemara has a few differences. So one of the differences the Gemara has is, do you need the kain gadol to wear a tzitz or not? If tumah huch or b'tzibur had the gomor, so you don't need a tzitz. The tzitz is meratza ala tumah. But if you hold tumah d'chuy b'tzibur, so then you need the tzitz to be meratza. Why exactly is it totally zeh b'zeh? Why should it depend if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, hutra had the gomer, then you don't need a tzitz. If you hold the chuy, then you do need a tzitz. Very unclear in the Gemara. So there's a famous biur that's given by Rabbi Tzala Panavizha in his Sefer Zecha Yitzchak. In the end of the Sefer, he has very short pieces that just each one is only a paragraph. So this is at the end of the Sefer, just usually he has long letters, collection of letters, tshuvas letters that he wrote. So this is at the end. So he says, Dechuya, something is decha, something else is only decha and iser. It can't be decha psul. If something is pasul, it's pasul. You can't say that something is decha. So if you say tuma dechuya b'tzibur, carbon tzibur is decha the iser of being makor karbonis in a state of tuma. What has it become kasha? But the carbon that's carbon tuma, the kohenim atome, the carbon is tame, everything is tame. That all carbon is pasul. So for that you need the tzitz to be meratza. The kain gadol has to be wearing a tzitz. If the din would have been hutra, the Rambam paskins dechuya. If the din would have been hutra, so which means the whole parsha of hakrava betumah was never applied, was never said with respect to korban tzibur. So if it doesn't apply, so that solves all the problems. It solves the psul tumah and it solves the yisa tumah. But if you hold tumah dechuya betzibur, that's how the Rambam paskins tumah dechuya betzibur. So dechiya only applies to be doicha yisurim. It can't be doicha psulim. So sof kol sof, you're going to need the kain gadol to wear a tzitz. So you're going to have to appoint the kain gadol. You can't just bring your sheep to the Har Habayis. You have to have a mizbech. Someone's going to have to make a mizbech, and the mizbech has to be in the right location. and you're going to have a kohen who's wearing big dekuna. You have to have kohen wearing. You can't just go with be makriv carbon. The avoda has to be done by a kohen, and then you have to have someone appointed as the kohen gadol, who should be wearing a tzitz, because we pass them to meduchay betziva. Duchay means you have to have a tziruf of a tzitz. That's how the Gemara says in Yuma and Dav Zayin. That's one of the differences between Tumah Huchu B'Tzibah, Tumah Duchay B'Tzibah. The Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin talks about Ibar Hashana. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Is it permissible to postpone Pesach because the whole Tzibah is Tumah? If you won't postpone Pesach, let's say the Rosh HaSanhedrin died and everybody participated, Nasi Shemes HaKol Krevov, the Gemara says. When the chief rabbi dies, HaKol Krevov. HaKrevov Salka Daiter, everybody's related to the chief rabbi. The Gemara says, El HaKol Kikrevov. Everybody has to be metame, just like there's a mitzvah, Lo Yitama. Zayin Krevim have to participate in the funeral, have to be metame themselves, have a Kavod HaMeis. So when the Nasi dies, everybody has to be metame. Let's say the Nasi died soon before Pesach. Yeah, the Gemara says, even Kohanim, yeah. That's like a Meis Mitzvah. That's where Rab Chaim Kohen was the Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. So by the time Rabbi Natam passed away, he already moved away. But he says, he wrote, if he would have been in town when the Rabbi Natam died, he would have participated in the Gvura, because that was his Rebbe, and Nasi Shemes HaKol Krevim. That's a din of Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah, you have to have Lefi Chvod, everybody has to participate. So the Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin has a machlekes. Is it permissible to be ma'aber es hashana to postpone? Everybody became tami tumas veis. They have to have hazash lishishvi with paraduma water. So it'll take a while. So if you'll postpone Pesach another month and make another sheni, so then there'll be enough time for everybody to become tahor. So the Gemara has a machlekes whether ma'aber es hashana b'pnei atuma. That's not a valid quote. The Gemara says, what's the Nekudas, the Machloikis? The Gemara says, and maybe that's the Machloikis. If Tuma Hutra B'Tzibah had to Gomor, so your Ibra Hashanah is totally Shalol Tzarech. What did you do Ibra Hashanah for? It was totally unnecessary. But if you're Tuma Duchuya B'Tzibah, Duchuya means B'Koshi Hitir HaTorah, if you have no Breira. But if you have a way to avoid it, you can make another Sheni and then have an extra month, and everyone will, most of the people will be Torah, then you should do that. The Gemara presents that as a difference by the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah or Tumah Duchuya B'Tzibah. We spoke a little bit about the din of Derech Rechoika. Derech Rechoika, the way we paskan, Laloch et Samachloikis HaTanaim. That's the name of the Perek Misha Hayatami. Perek Misha Hayatami is Perek Tes. Isha Hayatami B'Derech Rechoika, so you should bring Pesach Shein. So what's the definition of Derech Rechoika? So the Rambam has a different sheet. Rashi learns in Omo Pshat et Chatzos on Erev Pesach, where is the person located? If he's so far away, if he's Tesvav Milan, away from Yerushalayim, that's called Derech Rechoika. Why? Because if he'll walk by foot, he won't be able, the average person walks from Chatzos till Shkia, 15 mil. So we determine by, even though he happens to have a camel, the Gemara says, that he can certainly get there in much less time. But we determine by the average person who's going to be traveling by foot, and the average person will not be able to make it in Yerushalayim because he's Tesvav Milan away, so that's called Derech Rechoika. So even if he comes, even if he does become a moon on a Korban Pesach, the Gemara says that he's not Yotze B'Dievet. Machlokes B'Paskei, not Yotze B'Dievet.
The Gemara himself from Sadi Dalid, what's going on the Gemara is that Shita was rejected because it says you need 16 mil.
Uh-huh.
I never understood where the post was coming from. I never thought you ask it, I never understood where it comes from.
Uh-huh, I don't know. Sounds like a good kasha. Eh? I don't know. The Gemara does come to the Maskana Natsa. I don't know. So the Talmidim of the Nerev Yehuda, Nerev Yehuda was the rabbi in Prague in the 1700s. Talmidim of the Nerev Yehuda raised the Shaila. The Gemara says, Beferish, that even though the fellow has a camel, even though he has an automobile, and he can arrive in Yerushalayim in much shorter time, but since the average traveler goes by foot, and the one who goes by foot cannot go more than Tesvav Mil if you travel normally at a normal pace. So that's called Derech Rechaika. So is this halacha Moshe Messina Kach Nemer halacha that it's 15 mil? Or maybe it depends on the average traveler. So maybe Bizman Baisheni, the average traveler, traveled by foot. But Bizman, that the third base on Migdash will be built, people know how to travel by foot. Some people can't afford, they'll walk from the Golan by foot. But most of the people will be traveling by train, by car, by plane, by bus. Who's going to go by foot most of today? People don't go from one part of the city to the other. They don't go by foot. So they say, okay, we'll have to figure out what the din is. When we'll build the third base of Migdash, we'll have to figure out a din. But what's a din meanwhile, Bizman Hazeh? My nafkamina, Bizman Hazeh. So the nafkamina is in Hilchas Avelus. The Gemara has a din. If someone died and the family is observing Avelus Shiva, and one of the relatives, let's say one of the children, was not aware that his parent died. And he comes to visit his parents' home. He comes in the home and he finds out that the parent died, that a brother died. And he has to observe Avelus. And the Gemara says, if Bo Mimokim Korayv, Tech Shiva, if he comes to Mimokim from a close location, before the Avelim finished the Shiva, then he counts with them. Even though he just started Shiva today, he only observed Shiva for half an hour, and then they all get up together. He came on the last day before davening Shachris, and he gets up with all the others. But Bami Mokim Rachaik, if he came from a faraway location, then he has to observe his own Avela. So what's the definition of Mokim Korek and Mokim Rachaik? So Tesis on that Gemara, that's a Gemara by Kotten, Daf Chafala from a base. So Tesis writes on that Gemara, they quote the Rif, who quotes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, that Mokim Korek means Mokim Korev means 10 parsois. Each parsa is 4 mil, 40 mil. Where did he get the shear 40 mil? He got it from this Gemara that he's mentioned, Gemara Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara says, Mahalach Adam Beinani Bayom, the average traveler who's going by foot, if he walks at a normal pace all day long, will be able to walk if he's walking from Alor Sashacha till Tzeisak Kachavim. If he's going all day long, that's the average person who's traveling a long distance will walk like that. So he will accomplish, he will walk 10 parsos, which is 40 mil. So with respect to Korban Pesach, we say we have to determine whether he's mokum, whether he's derech rechoika, derech kreiva, et chatzos, in the afternoon. That's how Rashi learns, not like the Rama. Rama says he determined at Alos HaShachar. And Rashi says, no, the chi of Korban Pesach is chalat chatzos. And the question is, will he succeed in arriving in Yerushalayim before Shkia? Because he can't be makir with the Korban Pesach after Shkia. You eat it balayla, but to be makir with it, you have to be makir bayom before the Shkia. So the Rashi learns in the Gemara, when he gets to Korban Pesach, we judge derech rechaika, ma'am imakim korev, he relates to Yerushalayim, is considered as if Yerushalayim is his makim. If at Chatzos Hayom he is within the Tesvav Milin to Yerushalayim, so be able to walk there by foot.
Does it matter whether the terrain is hilly or not, or is it just a flat 16 or 15?
Sounds like we do not consider the fact that it's bumpy and lumpy, right? So that was the Shaila so Benegay at the Korban Pesach, we judge it at Chatzos. Where is he at Chatzos? And we judge, will he arrive before Shkia? Because Hakrovas at Pesach, the Zirkas Adam has to be Bayom. When he gets Avelus, why should it only be a half a day? Why should it only be up until Shkia, not the whole day? So when he gets Avelus, that's what the Taisus quotes, the Rif, who quotes in turn by Seif Alachas Gedolos, that is Yud Parsos, if he's within 40 mil. If the person is within 40 mil to the, if the son, they had no telephone, so the son didn't hear that his relative died, his father died. And he travels to the home and he comes to visit his parents and he finds out that the whole family is sitting Shiva, that somebody died. So if he's bombing Mokum Kara, it means, was he within one day's traveling? Within one day's traveling, that's considered Mokum Kara. So the Shaila is, but today, nobody's going to walk by foot. In the 1700s also, no one's going to walk by foot. Going to go by wagon. Ruba the Ruba of the traveler is going to go by wagon. Now they're going to go by car or by plane. Who's going to go by foot? So that was the Shaila Menegeta Avelos. So the Gedolim said then in the 1700s, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll have to break our heads to determine what the din is. Meanwhile, the din is Negeta Avelos. So whenever there's any safek in avelus, you go lekula. So that's why the Gedolim said at that time, it's not 40 mil. As a parsos is really every parsos is 4 mil. It's not 40 mil. Even if he comes from a faraway distance, if he could arrive with one day's traveling, so that's called Bami Makam Korem. So that's a shaila. There's practically no place in the world today. There's practically no place in the world that you can arrive within one day's travel. Maybe from Australia to New York, maybe you can't arrive in one day. But almost the whole world you can get to this. So we'll do away with the whole din of Makam Korem. So there's never any din of Derech Rechaika. It just doesn't exist. Bizman Hazeh. So that's why Moshe Feinstein is quoted as having said, you have to restrict it a little bit. So he thought that if it's on a different continent, then it's called Mokum Rochik. So he didn't like this whole, everybody knows if you take the mace to Eretz Yisrael and their relatives come back, and they finish Shiva when everybody else in Shiva. He said it's a different continent, so he said there's no din of Mokum Korev. He can't say the whole world is a Mokum Korev. So there's no din of Derech Rechaika. You have to limit it a little bit. What, there's
areas
a way to go?
They are connected by land. Europe and Asia, there's connection by land. That
yeah,
a separate continent?
That's one continent. Yeah, that's all the same. Europe, Asia, Africa, that's all connected. But if it's a different, if there's water in between, yeah. But then he thought that you have to say that that's a Derech Rechaika. You can't say everything is the Machon Karev.
There's a letter by the Lubavitcher Rebbe printed, somewhere in the 1950s, I think, or the 40s. Telling people to leave your shalayim on Erev Pesach and fear you can bring Korban Pesach. So maybe if we have Kohanim, we may be able to get around some of these things. So in theory, for not trying to go to these lengths to bring Korban Pesach, so there might be a Chiyuv Karis if you're in your shalayim on Erev Pesach. So we advise people to travel 15 mil away from your shalayim.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Gemara tells such a story. We spoke last week. There was a machlokes where the Chagigas Abba Asar is the Raisa the Rabbanim. So we pass and it's only the Rabbanim. But the Gemara says Bentema and Afayin. Bentema was a Tani. He was of the opinion Chagigas Abba Asar is the Raisa, and it's even Doicha Shabbos. So one year Pesach was Cholias B'Shabbos, and it was Bizman Abayis, and this Tana Yehuda Ben Dutoy lived Bizman Abayis. He also thought like Bentema. Bentema apparently lived later. So Yehuda ben Dutoy lived Bizman Abayis. So he felt that not only Korban Pesach is Derech Shabbos, Chagigas Abayis is also Erasa, also Derech Shabbos. So he and his son went Derech Rechoka. They traveled far away from Yerushalayim, that they shouldn't be considered as if they mevatel the mitzvah, because they wouldn't let them bring the Chagigas Abayis. He held that Yemuchiv to Chagigas Abayis is also Derech Shabbos. So the Babacher Rebbe got it from that Gemara and that final in base. Yeah. Yeah, but today we know in advance that the Arabs won't let should be Makav Korban Pesach. We don't have a kind God where that sits. We don't have big dekunim. We're missing too many things. It's not shaykh.
We have the same issue by Tfilah Mitzibur or Kiyosya 9 for Tfilah, however you interpret it. Not that we go Dalet Mil for Tfilah.
To go Dalet Mil, that's a sheer in time, I'll be part. How much time are you Mechiv to waste? That's not a sheer in distance. That's a shear in time, yeah. But over here, it's a shaila in distance. How far can you travel in one day? But the Gemara says it depends on traveling by foot, not traveling on a camel. So that's the diyun that the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda had, the Tshuva Meyava, and the other Talmidim, Adam Achlekes, is that only Bizman by Sheni, because the average traveler, the majority of the travelers, would go by foot. What about Bizman Hazeh? The average traveler will go by wagon. He's not going to go by automobile today. Who's going to go by foot from such a far distance?
But the tefillah one is clearly
a yeah, that's about how much time I'm mechuyev to waste, to lose, in order to daven tefillah
b'tzibur. But if you combine my question with what we just said, that it doesn't matter how long it takes to get to Yerushalayim. It's just a set distance.
Yeah, so the Gemara says it's a set time because by going by foot, you can, in one day's travel,
yeah,
half a day's travel,
that's the measure.
It'll be 15 mil.
By going by foot, but it doesn't matter whether he could get to Yerushalayim faster
or later. Right. But the shaila is, what if the average traveler would be able to get there?
That shouldn't matter, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's the shaila. What's the nature of the din? Does it depend on the average traveler, or does it depend on the one walking?
No, because if from that mokum where he is, everybody is hilly, he can't take it.
So a little bit of light plug it is. You see, for the more it's a light plug, but the question, how much of a light plug? So the light plug is from the average traveler, or the light plug is from the one who's walking by foot. So that was the machlokes that they had. Yeah.
Basically, Mara, we see that there is a light plug, at least.
No, but the shaila is, if you're talking about people in Europe, will they be able to come to Yerushalayim in half a day? Of course they can come. They can come in 2 hours. They can come in 3 hours.
The whole basis on how determined the time is based on
the average traveler.
The average traveler. The average traveler doesn't apply, though. The average traveler drives. Meaning majority of people in transportation.
Okay, is that the case? Let's say the average people coming from England to Eretz Yisrael go by car?
No, for sure, if you're traveling from
a long distance. Okay, I don't know. So we have a lot of shilas we have to work out. Okay. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we're going to have to know really what the din is. And meanwhile, now, that's what the Poskim said. Now, with respect to Avelus, the din of Derech HaChoyka by Avelus was borrowed from the din of Derech HaChoyka. Bobim Makam Karev is the opposite of Bobim Makam Rochek, Derech HaChoyka. It's based on Derech HaChoyka here. So that was the deal. And so in Avelus, we go to Kula. Yeah, did we discuss baking the matzahs after Chatzos? I don't remember any. Last week, no. The Gemara in the end, we mentioned, the Gemara had a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, whether eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos HaLaila is the Raisa de Rabban. It's at the end of the first perek in Brochus. It's here, on Kuf Chof HaMebeis, the end of the Masichta. The Gemara says, what's the difference halacha l'maisa, whether Chatzos HaLaila is a din de Raisa, din de Rabbanan? Mar says, Nafkamina is what about to eat matzah bismanazah after chatzos? Because there's a heck between matzah and korban pesach. So if the din of chatzos is a din deraisa by korban pesach, so then it carries over to matzah. If the din of chatzos alayla is only a gzera de rabbanon, so then the Gemara assumes they only made the gzera de rabbanon with respect to korban pesach, because if by mistake he'll eat the korban pesach after alos hashachar, it's pitch black outside. It's so dark, you can't tell the difference. So if we'll continue to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, and by mistake eat after Alos HaShachar, he'll be violating an Issur Koras, because it'll become Noiser in the morning. So Noiser is a serious Issur. So there they made a Gzera de Rabbanon, don't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. You may by mistake eat it after Alos HaShachar. But if respect to Matzah is concerned, there won't be any Aver. What will be the biggest Aver? He'll eat the Matzah after Alos HaShachar, he'll be eating before Shachar. So he said, it's not that serious an aver to eat before Shachris, or he'll be saying the bracha al achilos matzah, and it's really a bracha levatola. So Ashkenazim assume that bracha levatola is only the Rabbanon. So it's not that serious an isa. So that's how the Gemara says. If the din of Chatzos HaLaila is only the Rabbanon by Korban Pesach, then it only applies to Korban Pesach. They never instituted the din of Chatzos benegeh to matzah, because the chashash is not that serious. So how do we paskin? Do we pass like Rabbi Akiva that Chatzos HaLaila is only the Rabbanon? Do we pass like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah that eating the Korban Pesach b'Chatzos is a din deraisa? So Tosfos has a machlokes, a long Tosfos, and Daf Kuf Chof on the base, that there's a, usually you say halachic is Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim and Perek Ezel Mekoyman is like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, because it has a double negative. A Pesach ena nechal ela ad Chatzos. So the Gemara says there in Zvachim that double negative is so strong, sounds like the Mishnah is saying that Chatzos is a din deraisa. If it would have been a din derabbanan, it wouldn't have been written with such a sharp lashon. So this Tam Mishnah sounds like Rav Lozim and Azariah, that Chatzos is a din deraisa. So this leads Tosfos to believe maybe we're supposed to paskal like Rav Lozim and Azariah, that Chatzos is deraisa by Korban Pesach. If it's deraisa, then you have to be careful to eat the matzah by chatzos. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran in Maseches Megillah. There's a Mishnah Megillah. Davish mitzvahs b'ayim kosher kol hayom. Davish mitzvahs b'alayla kosher kol alayla. A mitzvah that applies at nighttime, you can do all night long. So the Ran there discusses what about eating matzah after chatzos halayla. So he quotes this Gemara that if we should really be choshish with this opinion of Tosfos, that we should pass on like Rav Lozam and Azaria, that eating Korban Pesach by Chatzos is derais, and therefore should carry over to matzah. So some say, should make sure you say the bracha al achilas matzah and eat the matzah before Chatzos. Azar Anya, should make sure you finish eating the afikoyman by Chatzos, because the afikoyman is echal Pesach, and the Pesach had to be eaten by Chatzos. So the afikoyman is the ikam mitzvah matzah. You have in mind in the beginning not to be yotze with the first matzah. According to the Rashbam Matos, you have a mind to be yotze with the afikoyman, so you have to be yotze matzah by chatzos. And then the Ran quotes a third suggestion: if you're makbid on the chatzos by the matzah, what are you makbid about? So one shita, you should eat the first kazayis matzah. You say alachidus matzah, eat the first kazayis by chatzos. Second shita, you should finish the afikoyman by chatzos. Then the third shita, which is quoted by the Ramah, you should make sure you finish all abakoses by chatzos, because all the mitzvahs halayla have the same zman. Just like we are machmir, Taisus on the opening Mishnah, Rabbi Psochim, is medayik from the Mishnah, from the Tosefta, lo yochalat shetechshach, that unlike every other Shabbos and Yom Tov, he can be mekabel Shabbos early, make kiddush early, and start the meal early. On Pesach night, you can't start the meal early, because it says, be'erev tochle matzos. V'ochle sabasa b'layla hazeh. You can't be yotze the matzah in the Korban Pesach, and the zman of Tosefta Shabbos. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim, the Tosfei HaRosh and Brachas on Daf Chavav and Beis, disagrees and says you can finish the whole Seder when the sun is still shining. You can start the Seder after Plag HaMincha like any other Erev Shabbos. You can finish the whole Seder. The Pasuk says, Rochas HaBasa Balayla, Be'erev Tochel Matzah. It means Be'erev as opposed to tomorrow morning. But it doesn't mean Dafka Balayla as opposed to Mebod Yom. And Shulchan Aruch, the other opinions are not quoted. They only quote the Tosfos. The Tosfos HaSanak Tesam and Beis claims, that's the accepted opinion, that you shouldn't even begin saying the Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefes on Erev Pesach. You have to wait to recite the Kiddush till after Tzeis HaKochavim, because the Zman of the Arba Kaisis, the Zman of Tzipi Tzeis Mitzrayim, is supposed to be the same Zman as the Korban Pesach. So if so, so then just like you have to finish Korban Pesach Men HaTorah by Chatzos, if you hold like Rabbi Lozer and Azariah, so you have to finish all the abakoses by Chatzos. So the Ramah quotes that Chumrah, that one should, from the Ran in Megillah, that one should try to finish all the abakoses by Chatzos Halayla. They say that the Mrs. Rebbetz and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to prepare a whole meal for Pesach night, like any woman prepares. So her husband would try to move along the Seder at a pace that he would finish the whole abakoses by Chatzos. But if it turned out that they would have to leave out a course in the meal, he wouldn't tell his wife to leave it out, because Mika Radin, you can have the abakoses after Chatzos. It's only a chumrah. But so to tell your wife to leave out one of the courses that she prepared, that's more important, not to start up with your wife. But it's possible to move on the Seder with the speed that you should finish abakoses by Chatzos. That's recommended. That's the proper thing to do. So this is the Gemara on Kuf Chof Amebeis, that if you hold that, like Rabbi Lozer and Azari, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos Min HaTorah, then there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach and Matzah, so you have to eat Matzah also by Chatzos, and the Rana and Zana Megillah, you have to even finish Abakoses by Chatzos. So here they quote in the name of Rashi, or Zeru, and the other Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi, that you see from the Gemara that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach and Matzah. So not only Rashi claims, not only does the Hekesh apply to the Achila, that the Achila of the Matzah should be the same Zman as the Achila of the Korban Pesach, if you are like Rabbi Lozer and Azariah, you have to finish the Matzah by Chatzos, the Zman of preparing the Matzah is the same Zman as preparing the Korban Pesach. So since you cannot shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, if you shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, it's possible, so you cannot bake the Matzahs before Chatzos. Matzahs have to be baked after Chatzos. No, we don't have any Rashi on the Gemara, but they quote it in the name of Rashi. The Talmidim of Rashi quote it in the name of Rashi. So what he do there at Gemara is that they bake matzahs months in advance. Chalas Toide, Rikike Nozer. He says once you get to Kuf Chof on the base, the Mesichta ends Kuf Chof Aleph on the base. So you're holding by mamish the end. Once you get to the end, so we reject all the gemaras that said before. Chalas toida rikike nazir. They didn't bake the chalas toida erev Pesach. You don't bring a carbon toida on erev Pesach. You don't bring it. It was baked weeks in advance. So once you get to the end of the mesichta, everything from before is rejected. It's a very shver avar. But this was the Bali Atosis, we're all grandchildren of Rashi. So this was the common practice. They all baked the matzahs erev Pesach. According to Rashi, you have to bake the matzahs at the same time as shechting the Korban Pesach. So this was the common practice all over in the days of by the Ashkenazim, because all the Bali Atosis were descendants from Rashi. And the Vilna Gaon, so it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of the whole thing. He says, "And if erev Pesach chaliyas b'Shabbos, so the Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, so you're going to bake the matzahs on Shabbos? That's ridiculous." So he says that shows the whole thing is wrong. So they quote in the name of Rashi, "No, you have to bake the matzahs leil haseder." So the Vilna Gaon says that doesn't help. You can't shech the Korban Pesach leil haseder, so it's not the correct zman anyway. So yeah, so you see that Rashi is wrong. So they defend the Rashi. They say that there's a Rashi in the beginning of Perek, Elu Dvarim. The Perek right after Tomin Nishchat, Elu Dvarim Pesach Dochenes HaShabbos, Los Lech HaShabbos. So Rashi says, he can't, the first Rashi on the Psalmachem base, on the Mishnah, Rashi says you can't bring the Korban Pesach Leil HaSeder, you can't be Makrevit, because of the din of Yom Tzavos HaLakavis Korbaneim. Says Vayikra chapter Vav, chapter Zion, Vayikra Zion, he quotes, the general dim yam tzavos al hakav is carbon and can't be makar carbonas balayla. So the Achrayim ask on Rashi, why does he quote that general din? He can't be makar of the carbon pesach leil tezvav. Not forget about the yam tzavosal by yom velo balayla. He can't be makar of it because it says you have to bring it on yudalid nisan. Laila is already tezvav. So what does Rashi give this reason? So they say, see from Rashi, that the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara says in the middle of Chulin, that Bekotshim halayla halach achar hayom. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash is hayom halach achar halayla. The days are from sundown to sundown. Shabbos, Yontif, all the Yom Tov are from Tzeisar Kechavim to the next Tzeisar Kechavim. And Bekotshim, the Gemara says, not so. Halayla halach achar hayom. So Leil, but by us is Leil Tezvav, and Beis HaMikdash is called Yud Dalet. The only reason why you can't be makir with the Korban Pesach Leil Tezvav is because Biyom Tzaboso Biyom Velo Balayla, that's only a din of kachman that doesn't apply to baking matzahs. But theoretically, it's really still Yud Dalid Nissen for the purposes of kachman. So therefore, you can bake the matzahs Leil Seder. And that was the practice of the Balei Atos. They used to bake matzahs. And then some of the Rishonim write, the Jews didn't have their own, in many communities, they didn't have their own ovens to bake matzahs. So they had to rent from a non-Jew permission to use their oven. The non-Jews were Christians where the Balei Atosis lived. So the Christians were Shomer Shabbos on Sunday. So not only would they not do malacha, they wouldn't do any malacha at all on Sunday, they wouldn't rent out their ovens to the Jews on Sunday either. And Sunday began Matzoi Shabbos. So where you're going to get a Christian who's going to rent you out? So for money you can get. But they were afraid. So one, there would always be one Christian who would violate his...
The Christian day begins at midnight.
I don't know. This is what the Rishonim describes. So they would bribe one Christian, that he would let them bake the matzahs by him, and they wouldn't get to, and they had to all bake in shifts. Each family came to bake matzahs. Some of them didn't get to bake the matzahs till after Chatzos. They couldn't begin the Seder till 3 o'clock in the morning. So they were mekel on that. They started after Chatzos, because we really pass like Rabbi Akiva, that Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only the Rabbanon. There is a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach, but if you hold that Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only the Rabbanon, it doesn't carry over to the Matzah. But as far as baking the Matzahs, that they stuck to that. You have to bake the Matzah bizman HaKrovas Korban Pesach, and HaKrovas Korban Pesach is on Shabbos, you can't, so you had to bake a Dafka on Matzoi Shabbos. You had to bake a Dafka on Matzoi Shabbos. And there was only one Christian who would rent out his oven, so they had to bake in shifts. And some of the later shifts didn't get to bake the matzah till after midnight, and they started the Seder after.
Wouldn't it have been make more sense to be make on dinners, not portion to Gemara?
We say it's only
Vilna Gaon didn't like the whole thing. So that's why the Misnagdim followed the Vilna Gaon. But it's the Vilna Gaon against Rashi. It's not the Vilna Gaon against the Baal Shem Tov. Against the Baal Shem Tov. Vilna Gaon against Rashi. Vilna Gaon left that Rashi. And before the days of the Vilna Gaon, that was in Shulchan Aruch, it says everybody had that practice. In the days of Baal HaTos, everybody had the practice. Now it's impossible. You have a million Jews live, thousands of Jews live in a city. So how can you have everybody bake matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? It's impossible. Years ago, the villages were, days of the Baal HaTos, the villages were very tiny. They had 10 Jews, 20 Jews in a village. So they could all bake all the matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But if you live in a big city, it's impossible. Vilna was a big city, so that's why the Vilna Gaon had a laugh at the Chumah. It's not Shaykh.
Rashi is saying it doesn't have a Shem Matzah, or it's just not a Mitzvah Vishlimus.
No, he says you're not Yotze. Rashi said you're not Yotze. So this is the more famous version of Rashi.
Where do we find this Rashi?
There was a Ruach quote, the Tur quotes it, the Talmidim of Rashi quote it. And then someone unquote that when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they baked in Leil HaSeder, and they had to bribe a Catholic, and they braked in shifts, and they didn't bake the matzah until after Chatzos. They described the whole thing in this svar. There is the Rav Soloveitchik had a different interpretation of Rashi. And after Rav Soloveitchik passed away, they published Kisvei Yad, that it says Beferish like this. Rashi would be medaktik to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach in the morning before Shacharis. It's not after Chatzos. It's a whole different version. Not that the zman of baking a matzahs is the same zman as Hakrovas HaPesach. Like the zman Achilas is the same, so the zman Asiyas HaMatzah is the same zman as Asiyas HaPesach. No, a different verse. You can't bake the matzah before Erev Pesach. So what does it help to bake it? Erev Pesach in the morning, but that's not the zman of Hakrovas HaPesach. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole different pshat. He thought his pshat was better than the way the standard pshat. So he thought that the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Hey that the matzah has to be from the Chameshis Mini Dogon. Why only the Chameshis Mini Dogon? It has to be something which is Bolei Dechimutz. Only these five grains, Chameshis Mini Dogon, Bolei Dechimutz. So all year long there is no Shem Chametz. Chametz is irrelevant. Chametz is only relevant starting Erev Pesach in the morning. By us, there's the Takanas Chacham that you have to do Bedikas Chametz, Leil Yudalit. That's Midirabbanan. But Min HaTorah, the Shem Chametz only comes into existence on Yudalit in the morning when there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah is Ach B'Yamirish and Tashbisu. During the daytime of Yudalit, you have to destroy the Chametz. So if there's no Shem Chametz, then there's no Shem Matzah. So in order to bake Matzah, to have a Shem Matzah as opposed to Chametz, you have to wait till Yudalit in the morning.
There is a Shem Chametz.
Okay, so good to kasha. Then you get the mincha. There's a shem chametz, a good kasha. We spoke about that. The Ramban holds a chomish mayolav. It's isura bol. It's not a terabol. But the Rabbi Netam and Daf Lamed holds that chametz all year long doesn't have a shem chametz. So that's the taina. What do you do by menachas? Is a shem chametz all year long? Yeah. I don't think so. The Ramah says, if you want, you can burn it early in the morning. Mishnah says, Sorfa b'tchila sheish. So Ramah says, that's the latest time. There's nothing wrong. You can burn it in the morning also. The Ramah writes like that, before the institution of Mechiras Chametz was developed. After you developed the institution of Mechiras Chametz, it's very questionable. Are you yoytzei mitzvah of, you say a bracha, I'll be your Chametz when you do bedika, on the smach that you're going to destroy what you find. But if you're going to burn the chametz, I'm going to daven at the 6 o'clock minyan on Erev Pesach, and I'm going to burn the chametz at 6:45 after Shacharis. I'm going to burn the chametz, then I'm going to go to the office. I'm going to go to work, and the rabbi is not going to sell the chametz until 9:30. So when I burn the chametz, I'm destroying 1% of what I have. Another 99% of macaroni and spaghetti and all kinds of cakes and cookies and everything I have in the house that I didn't destroy. So that's a mitzvah, beer chametz. I didn't burn all the chametz that I have. When you sell a chametz to the goy, the pashto says you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of bir chametz. Selling a chametz to a goy is a way to avoid violation about your rabbi, by matzah, but that's not a kima mitzvah. So the pashto says that you're only in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu if the rabbi sells the 99% of the chametz first, and then you burn the 1% of chametz that are left behind, so that's called tashbisu. Either Rama says he can burn the chametz after shachris, you don't have to wait, because that's before they had the institution of mechiras chametz. So the little chametz that you're burning at 6:45 in the morning, that's the last bit of chametz you have. Nothing, no chametz left at home. But if you're going to rely on the rabbi to sell all the chametz, the pashtus says you really ought to wait to burn the chametz to let you know that the rabbi sold all the chametz. That's a shaila. Can you rely on the rabbi? Can you rely on the rabbis to that they're selling the chametz? Yeah, but a lot of the balabatim are eating chametz for breakfast. They want to have Cheerios, the breakfast of champions. They want to have Wheaties, whatever, Cheerios, Wheaties. Shaila, you want to have chametz for breakfast. So the rabbis always wait till as late as possible. They sell the chametz later.
The thing with the Rav from the Rashi, why can't we just say Rashi's going like he says in Sukkah, that it's chal from the night before already? And you see in the morning he's already a shame something for it, and then the Rashi makes the matzah.
No, the Rashi in Sukkah says about the mitzvah of lulav, the mechayv of lulav is the kedusha sayyim of yontif. Chayv of shayf is the kedusha sayyim of Rosh Hashanah. So the kedusha sayyim begins at Laila. So that's what Rashi says. The mechayv to shake a lulav is the kedusha sayyim that begins betchilas alayla. But the actual kiyam mitzvah is going to be in the daytime. But over here, there is no kedusha sayyim to Yud Dalet. No, there was the Gemara in Arvi Pesachim quotes, there was an opinion of the Amaroim according to one Tana that you can b'diyevet, if you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, you would be yotze. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin you can't be yotze the Korban Pesach in the morning. The Rambam does not paskin like that. The Rambam just says that derech rechoka is determined on Erev Pesach in the morning at Alos al Shachar. Will you be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Chatzos? The opposite from Rashi. Rashi says the Rechokah is determined at Chatzos on our Pesach. Will you be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by the Shkia? And the Rambam moves everything up 6 hours earlier. Where are you at Alos HaShachar? Not where are you at Chatzos Hayom. Where are you at Alos HaShachar? If you're 15 mil away from Yerushalayim at Alos HaShachar, then you're Derech Rechokah.
Another thing in Akhmir, the first mission in Zohar, where it talks about if you shech Pesach, Shalom Bismano, don't they say whether or not it's after or before Chatzos?
There. So the Gemara suggests, according to one Tana, that if you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, you'll be Yotze B'Diyevet. But we don't accept that Pshat and that Tana. We don't pass like that. We pass in the Gemara in Arvi Pesach and quotes it. We pass in can't be Yotze Korban Pesach in the morning of Erev Pesach. Where's the Gemara here? Ben Besera, here, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, 10 lines from the top. Omer Aboshia, Omer Rablozer, Mach Shohei, Ben Besera, Pesach Shoshachta, Shachis Barbosa, the Shmo. But we don't pass like Raboshia. We're passing not Yotzi, if you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. Yeah, anyway, today, by the Misnagdim, the practices like the Vilna Gaon, that we're not makbid on what they call Matzah's Mitzvah. But in the days of the Bali, that was a very common practice. Everybody had that practice.
Is it in all the Ashkenazi countries, only in France, or also in Germany?
France and Germany, yeah, they could. All the France and Germany, they all followed Rashi, yeah. I don't think by the Sfardim you have no record at all of this. Rashi's Chiddush, that you only yotze with matzahs, it's against all the Gemaras, against all the Sichta. How can he say that? It's a pella.
Sometimes all yotze, they for us, it doesn't mean.
Could be. That's a possibility. Could be.
And I thought also we said that we make this hekesh since it's in Daraisa, like Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin.
Yes.
So I'm just confusing in that. So how would it have worked to have to do it?
That's the more famous version of what Rashi said, that the Gemara Kuf Chaf on the base says that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach. In matzah benegia to the zman achila, so Rashi is quoted as having said the hekesh applies to the zman ha'achona. The baking of the matzah should be the same zman as the shechting of the Korban Pesach. So that has to be our Pesach in the afternoon. But now they published Kisveyad where they described that Rashi felt that baking the matzah is a mitzvah and you're allowed to do it before shachris. Not about to do your own business. Not about to cook for Shabbos before you daven shachris, but to prepare the matzah. You're allowed to. So Rashi used to bake the matzah's mitzvah Erev Pesach in the morning, not after Chatzos. So what does he gain by baking in the morning? So that's the Rav Soloveitchik, a totally different hesber. But the Chiddush is, he said the Hezbollah before they printed that Ksav Yad, he thought that there was something fishy with the way they quoted the Rashi, that it has to be after Chatzais.
So how did
the Rabbi explain it again? That you only Yotze with Matzah if it's Bodei Dechimutz. That's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei. Only Chamesh is Minei Dogon. So it's only called Bodei Dechimutz if it's Erev Pesach, when there's a concept of Chametz. Before, all year long, Chametz is Heter Bodei. There is no Shem Chametz. So he's right, that's a Taina. There's Chametz for Menachas all year long. That's the Ramban. That's how Rabbi Soledeshi Taina according to the Ramban. Ramban holds a Chametz all year long is Isura Bola, not a Terabola. Abinatam says a Chametz all year long is a Terabola, so you never need Libun. Let's say you have a baking tin and you bake Chametz all year long. Or you have a Cholent pot and you cook Chametz in the pot. So if you cook Cholent with barley is Chametz, with liquid, with moisture, so then you need Hagolah. But if you have a baking tin, then you need Libun. However, the kli was balea, the treifas, that's how you have to kasha. Sometimes if the treifas was nivla b'emtzo samayim, if there was liquid, then you need hagola. If there was no liquid, it was balea, gabesh, like a baking tin, then you need libun. So Rabbeinu Tam denies it. Rabbeinu Tam adaf lamed, and chulin daf ches, Rabbeinu Tam Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that chametz de kikelim never need libun. Hagola is always good enough, even a baking tin. Why? Because the Gemara on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah points out that there's a stir in Chumash. In Parshas Tzav, it speaks about Mariko Shtifa. If you cook a Korban Chatas in a pot, so it says you just have to do Hagola. The Bli on the pot is going to turn into Noisar. You'll eat up the whole Korban Chatas and Nechel Yom V'Layla. So you'll cook the Korban Chatas today, you'll eat it up, you wash out the pan, you put it away. When it comes Alos HaShachar, the pan becomes straight. Even at the time that you cooked it, nothing was straight. The bliya will turn into noisar, and the pot becomes treif when it's sitting in the cabinet. So the Gemara says the pasuk says you have to do hagola, otherwise won't be able to use the pot tomorrow morning for tomorrow's chatas because it'll have a bliya from today's chatas, which was nipsal belina. It's already noisar. You have to do hagola. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't it say sometimes hagola, sometimes liban, depending? How did you cook the carbon chatas? Did you cook it with liquid, or did you broil it? If it's a broiler and you broiled the carbon chatas, then it should say that you need libun. As it says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, by the clay midyon, by the Heksha clay midyon, it says, whatever kelim were balea trefes, b'em tzolos amayim, you needed hagola, and whatever kelim were balea trefes, b'liam tzolos amayim, so you need libun. So the Gemara has on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Rava. How do you deal with this contradiction? So Abai says, Yagid Olav Reya, the one pasuk at the end of Bamidbar by Gilui Klei Midyon, sheds light on the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that who are the Nami over here? Sometimes you need libun, and sometimes Hagola is good enough. And we pass like Rava, who disagrees with Abai. You don't say Yagid Olav Reya. Yagid Olav Reya is a melitza from a pasuk in Eov. That one pasuk sheds light on the other pasuk. The pasuk in by Gyuli Klamidion shows that by Mariko Shtifa's Lav Davke Hagola, sometimes you need Libun. We don't pass like that. We pass in, since the Chatos, when it was cooked in the pot, was a Terabola, you eat it, the Kohanim eat it, and they wash it out, and they put it away in the pantry, and then it becomes Treifa, and it comes Alos HaShachar. So that was a Terabola. So if you do Hagola, that prevents it from becoming Nisa. If you do Hagola in advance, before Alos HaShachar, it will prevent it from becoming Nisa. You never need libun whenever it's a terabola. If you do hagola when it's still heter, so what the tam that's going to remain is going to be a tam kolush, and an isa can't be chal on a tam kolush. If it's isura bola, the ready is treif. So tam kolush is enough to retain an isa. So if you did hagola on a kli that really needs libun, so you knocked out most of the tam, but you're left with the tam kolush. And kolush, a shvacha tam, is enough to retain an isa that already was there. But if it's a terabola and you're talking about and you did hagol instead of libun, all that's left in the pot is a tam kolish. Anisa cannot be chal on a tam kolish. That's how the Ran on Chulin explains the whole. That's the famous Ran quoted in Yeruvah. Ran explains like that. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that you never need libun on chametz de kikelim all year long. You never need libun. Hagol is always good enough. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ran on Psochim on Daf Lamed quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and he quotes the Ramban. Ramban disagrees, says, no, chametz shmei olav. All year long it's chametz. The korban chatos is not nicer till it comes tomorrow morning. You don't call it nicer today? when it, whatever blia will remain in the pots when it comes tomorrow morning, alos hashachar, then it will be called noisa. So if you do hagola before alos hashachar, you did hagola and a heterabola is only left at tam kolish. The isa noisa can't be chalan at tam kolish. But chametz all year long is called chametz. Chametz is what? The only erev Pesach is called chametz. All year long, chametz shmayolav all year long. So Rav Soloveitchik, to understand the Ramban, he said, because by Menachos is a din, that you can't lose the offer chametz. So you see that there's Hashem chametz all year long. But this Rashi apparently goes like this, Rabbi Natam, that it's not so. There's no Hashem chametz all year long. Hashem chametz is only an erev Pesach, when there's a din of Tashbisu. Before Erev Pesach, before the morning of Yud Daled, there's no Shem Chametz, so there can't be a Shem Matzah. Baking Matzah Lishma means I baked it, and it's Matzah as opposed to being Chametz. But if there's no Shem Chametz all year long, so you can't bake the Matzah Lishma. That was the alternate interpretation in Rashi. Why Rashi was Makbetz. According to that version, you can bake the Matzah Erev Pesach in the morning. That's what they call it. Rashi used to bake the Matzah Erev Pesach in the morning, before Shachris. He held that it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so there's no issa to do it before davening. The Iser I say, yeah, we say Achilek, Ach Be'am Rishon Tashbis, and Mara says Achilek, we split the day in half, so we assume after Chatzos is the Iser I say, and before Chatzos is the Zman of the Kiyam I say. So the mitzvah says of Tashbisu is in the morning, and after Chatzos is the Iser Asay. Right. The Mordechai quotes, there was one Bala Tosis that had the practice. He felt that you're only Yotze, the Kiyama mitzvah is only to destroy the Chametz after Chatzos. He used to leave over Kazayas. He burnt all the Chametz in the morning. Mishnah says, Sorfim Betchila Sheish. So he burnt all the Chametz Betchila Sheish. But he didn't burn all. He burnt 99% of the Chametz. He left over Kazayas to burn it after Chatzos, because he held Achilik, he split the day in half, and the Kiyama mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Kiyama mitzvah is also after Chatzos. The Yisra Esa is after Chatzos. It's Yisra Deraisa, you're not allowed to eat Chametz after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. And the Kiyama mitzvah of Tashbisu, to burn, to destroy the Chametz, also after Chatzos. He says in the Chachamim, when he said, Sor from Tchilo Sheish, they're not going to be Oikel Legamri, the whole mitzvah. So he says, it's the Mordechai quotes it. He said, self-understood, you have to leave over Kazayas to burn it after Chatzos. But we don't do that. It's a few centuries that no one does that anymore. He was the only one from the Balei HaTosfos. It wasn't the Rabbi Natam of the Ri. It's one of the obscure Balei names of the Balei HaTosfos. So we don't have that practice. We assume Achilik, we split the day and a half. The morning before Chatzos of Yud Daled is the Zman of the Kiyam Esay of Tashbisa. And the afternoon after Chatzos is the Zman of the Yisr essay of Tashbisa.
Do most rabbis who make sure that the Mechirat Chametz takes place by the sixth hour?
Absolutely, of course. You can't sell it after the sixth hour enters. It's also Bahano. So the Gemara says then it's Ein B'Shus, so you can't sell it.
That's what you're trying to do in the hour up to the sixth hour.
Right. They sell it the last hour, the fifth hour. Yeah. Just a question, how do you calculate the hours? Does it mean 60 minutes before Chatzos, and then 60 minutes before 60 minutes is Zman Iser Achila? 60 minutes, I'd say no. It's also Shoz Manios. You have to measure how long the day is. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there is one opinion that it's 60 minutes before, no matter how long or how short the day happens to be, because it has to do with Odom Toya. People will make a mistake. So people are going to make a mistake with more time if the day is longer and less time if the day is shorter. So there's one opinion, it's always 60 minutes before is the Zman Yisra Hano, and 60 minutes before that is the Zman Yisra Achil. And then the more accepted opinion is that it's not 60 minutes, it's Shoaz Manias. However you calculate the Zman HaKriyashman, the Zman HaTvila, the Shoaz Manias. So they do the same regarding the Yisra Hano, the Rabbanon of Chametz.
And that even though the Kiyama Esay is before Chatzos, everybody still thinks that in order to
the Pashtus is like that.
You can't say, like, you know, you're going to Kiyam, you're burning Chametz. You know?
But if I still have a house full of Chametz, I didn't accomplish anything. I burned a little a bag full of Chametz, but I have 99% of the Chametz still in my house. So then I'm relying, the rabbi is going to sell that. The rabbi sells the Pashtus, that's not a Kiyam HaMitzvah. Pashtus Pshat Tashbisa means to destroy, not to sell it to a non-Jew. If you sell it, you avoid violation of Bal Yeroh, by Matzah. But Pashtus, that's not a Kiyam HaMitzvah.
So,
Isn't the Gemara clear that the amount someone can make a mistake is going to be by his manios? Does Mahogas or Yehuda or Meir as to if you have Avis, we're going to throw them out for how much they miss?
Yeah.
There's Mahogas, I think it's Mahogas and Mariam, it's by Barabba, there's Mahogas and Mariam as to how much each of them holds you can make a mistake.
Yeah.
So it says, if one says if you say three, it's 3 and 5 is too far apart, so you only have, since they only have a half hour. But that shouldn't be the Mahogas is about, they each say what time. What time you're allowed to? How far apart to be? And the Mariam say this proves that a person can mess up, can mistake by a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
That half hour means 30 minutes. Then what's the proof in the fact that the different hours of the day? It should be that you have a set time. And in the winter, right? You're allowed to be farther off. He's allowed to say it's the first hour. Someone else allowed to say the fifth hour because that's much. It's exactly 1 hour time.
The same machlekes that you have by Chometz and Erev Pesach, you're gonna have by the Eidim. If the Edom are too far apart, then it's a contradiction. Too far apart depends on 60 minutes, fixed 60 minutes. Does it depend on Shoah's money? It's the same achlek as well applied to the Edom.
When the Tanaim say, I think it's Rebbe Gudra, when they say one says 3, one says 5, it's no good. And I'm alright to come and say from that. So this proves that a person's allowed to make a mistake by a half hour because he's a half hour too late, and he's a half hour too early. So that half hour proves it's manios, because the Edom are talking by Zmanios, the Edom are talking by...
So these Rishonim will interpret that the whole Gemara goes not on Zmanios, the Gemara by the Edom goes on also Shoah Shavos. It's not Zmanios, that's because the Gemara puts it together, you're absolutely right.
The Gemara says once it's Chomish, once it's Sheva, it's for sure no good, because you won't mess up by what side of the...
Right.
Side is it.
Okay.
Okay.
Say 5 and 7
is
manios,
it's 5 and 3, it's not
manios. Yeah, okay. That's how they learn, what can you do? Yeah.
So the only way to
behind
Tashpisu is to destroy everything?
No, you sell 99% of the chametz, and after you sell all that chametz, then you destroy the last bit of chametz that you have.
The market has found that it's shabbos because it's a kazega. Mashing. By Eidos.
What do you mean, Exera?
He says
that. Avodim Toya. A person may make a mistake. So the Gemara says the same question. How much can a person make a mistake? Will determine how off can the Eidim be if there's a discrepancy between the two Eidim. One said it happened at this time, the other said it happened at that time. So we assume people make a mistake within a certain range of time. So the Gemara puts it together with the mistake over here by eating comments on Erev Pesach. So those Rishonim will learn that the story by the Eidim also goes on Shoah Shavuos, not on Shoah's money. It's the same thing. The same thing. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We will continue. We'll talk about Mechiras Chametz, we'll talk about Bittul tomorrow. Good.
Quick announcement. Tomorrow lunch, there's a share lunch at 12:00.
Chametz.
Chametz.
Sorry, Chametz. Lilchiks, Fleishiks. Fleishiks. Ooh, okay.